USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Company officials told employees to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week. Last week, three Chinese companies have been ordered by the Canadian government to sell its lithium mining assets in Canada. The Great White North has now put limits on foreign involvement in supplying critical minerals used in batteries and high-tech products. The Communist Chinese government are mining in Africa, Latin America, and Canada, and are pushing for countries to buy electric cars. 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor's races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
I smell desperation in the air. It's crystal clear. If we are to win the majority in the Senate, it takes every single voter in a battleground state who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, to show up and vote for the Republican candidate.
There will not be a Game 7. The Houston Astros won the World Series late Saturday, beating the Philadelphia Phillies in six games. The Powerball jackpot sits at a record $1.9 billion after it rolled over Saturday night because no ticket matched all six drawn numbers. Monday's drawing will be the 41st Powerball drawing since the last jackpot was won on August 3rd. That happened in Pennsylvania. Remember, only play with money you can afford to lose. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Elon Musk has announced Twitter accounts engaging in impersonating without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended without warning. The self-described Hollywood D-lister Kathy Griffin tested Elon's new policy. She did this on Sunday and lost. Her account has been suspended after changing her screen name to Elon Musk. Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA says totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Let's get some details on tomorrow's midterm elections across the country. Tony Maruso reports from the Gulf Coast.
Election Day Tuesday, with over 39 million ballots already cast across the country. While we may not know for several days if either party will get majority in the Senate, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation that more has to be done to get Congress working again.
Both sides of the aisle in Washington have set a horribly low expectation for Washington. I mean, think about it. They pass, one way or another, they pass a bill, Republicans or Democrats or both, and we cheer it. It's supposed to be this great, great success because they got something done.
Going into Election Day, the Senate is split at an even 50-50 with the Vice President able to cast deciding votes. In the House of Representatives, Democrats hold a small majority, but recent polling indicates that will likely change on Tuesday. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.